What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Halloween, Evil Dead, Halloween, Evil Dead.
I'm going to make that my ringtone. That was my favorite.
I love both of these movies. This was one of my fucking greatest days ever watching both of these movies back to back. I literally watched them back to back.
All right.
And it felt so fucking good. The Evil Dead versus Halloween 1978, I believe.
Yeah.
I am...
Evil Dead is...
I think it's 81?
It was.
Fuck yeah. Excited to talk about these movies. What'd you think?
I haven't seen either.
Okay.
So, which really surprised me. I thought I've seen Halloween, again, like Alien, until I watched Halloween, and then I realized I've never seen it.
Okay.
Evil Dead, I definitely know I've never seen, because anybody here is at work. I don't say my name is Ashley. My name is Ash. Yeah. And that's it. People always say, oh, like Evil Dead, and I've never seen it. Both of these movies were as terrible as the other. I hated both of them.
Like,
remember when I said, like, oh, I may watch this movie one more time? Like, it's because of these two movies. There's like a bottom five, and these two are in it.
What? Oh my god, my brain hurts right now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can go away now. I'm going to talk about this.
I knew you were going to be upset. I don't think my chef has ever wanted to punch me in the mouth before. And I have said some shit to him during service. When I said Halloween was boring, you could see his fist just clench. Pardon?
I can't believe you didn't like Evil Dead. That movie's fucking awesome.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
The movie's fucking awesome.
I just watched it before I came
here.
Like, the movie's terrible.
I just watched it yesterday.
It's so fucking terrible.
It's so awesome.
So let's talk about Halloween first. Boring as fuck, okay? That music drives me nuts. Anytime anything might remotely happen, they play that music, which is every 30 seconds of the movie.
I do agree. It's actually kind of funny. There's even a scene in the opening bit where the light, I think, turns off. Oh. It's like, Billy! And it's like, we're outside and a light upstairs turned off. Like, what's so scary about that?
Dude, kills me. I don't mean to say anything about my girl, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis. She looks 40 in this movie. Does she not?
Ironically, she was the only person who was like a 20. Teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like 20. And I'm like, girl, you look 40 in this movie.
I do actually agree that she's like somebody who got, like, right now, she looks fantastic.
Which I was just going to say,
yeah,
it's a bad thing that she looked 40. Well, that means, girl, you look like that today.
Yeah.
Good for you.
She looks great.
Because she's still in these fucking movies.
But she hates horror movies, apparently, which is the funniest
really?
Thing. Yeah.
Because I know they just released a new one like last year, and I never seen it.
Yeah, so, okay.
The only Halloween movie I saw was when hit with him as a kid.
Well, okay, hold up. Okay, so you're talking about the remake then, right?
Yes.
Okay. I will say that both of these movies, I know a lot of people didn't like the Halloween remake, but I'm of the opinion that both remakes of these movies are fucking bomb. They're really good, actually.
I didn't watch Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead's remake is fucking awesome. It's really good.
I mean, it isn't much compared to. Continue. Sorry. I'm just trying to poke your buttons.
So, I think the Halloween remake that Rob Zombie did is really good. personally.
Oh, that's why I've seen them then. If it was done by Rob Zombie.
A lot of people didn't like it because it went too far into explaining who he is, which a lot of people liked the fact that he was just some fucking dude who just showed up and just started killing people for no reason. Whereas, like, the Rob Zombie remake, like, it kind of delved a little bit into, like, his childhood and, like, why he's kind of
which is the one that
up.
I've seen.
Yeah.
See, is it the Mortal Kombat, though? Some people don't like the background, which I prefer it.
That's
sometimes.
True. And that's the thing. And there's a lot of, like, story that goes on with the Halloween movies. And it's kind of a spoiler for sequels, but not really. Like, they make it where, like, oh, it turns out that him and Jamie Lee Curtis's character are brother and sister. And she was, like, the baby. And she was, like, a baby. And in the beginning when he, like, killed everybody, and she was adopted and stuff. And, like, they make it so they're related, which is why he, like, keeps coming back to hunt, like, to hunt her, right? But that... And then they did, like, the reboot in 2019? Was it 2019? It must have been. Or was it 18?
I don't know. They just released it.
Yeah, whenever that one came out. Which is that is a direct sequel to this movie. Like, they pretend that no other Halloween movies were ever made. And I kind of like that. They kind of did it like a kind of a weird reboot of, like... No, all of those movies where it turns out she was, like, related to him. No, yeah, that's just a stupid... That didn't happen. You know what I mean? This is the sequel. I kind of dig it. I dig the idea. Like, I don't know. I think it's just...
Why did he kill his sister? That in the...
He
in this
just
story?
Did. He's just...
That's it?
He just did. I don't
Does
know.
Does it explain it in Rob Zombies?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, his family was... They're just all just pieces of shit.
Oh, okay.
Like he had a junkie stepfather. His mom was the only one that treated him right, but she was like a prostitute or something.
Which is why he cherishes her.
Right. And that's it. So he kills, like, in the Rob Zombie one, he kills everybody. He kills the sister, the boyfriend, the stepdad.
Or he wouldn't kill his mom.
No, but he didn't kill his mom. She kills herself in the Rob Zombie one.
Oh,
because everybody fucking got killed. So it's like, she's alone and he's in a sanitarium. So she's like, fuck it, and she kills herself.
Aww.
I don't know. I actually like the Rob Zombie remake. The fucking Evil Dead remake is fucking awesome. It's a
what
really...
What year did that come out?
Like, maybe 2017, maybe 16. It was very recent.
Oh my god, it was that recent?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Is it the same movie?
Yes and no. Okay, so the Evil Dead has had a couple of sequels. So this one, Evil Dead 2, which is a weird, almost soft remake of Evil Dead.
And then I know there's Ash versus something.
Yeah, and then there's the Army of Darkness, which is a fucking awesome movie where it's like Ash in like medieval times.
Oh my god.
It sounds
god.
Stupid, but it's fucking amazing.
Okay.
And then there's Ash versus the Evil Dead, which is a television series. And the thing about all of these movies is, as they, with every sequel, they become less of a horror movie and more of like a comedy. Like, it's Ash versus Evil Dead is just like, Army of Darkness is fucking hilarious. It's really dumb and funny. And Evil Dead 2 is even pretty funny. Like, it's nuts, but it's funny. Whereas, like,
this one wasn't supposed to be funny though.
No, well, yes and no. It definitely wasn't. It was a horror movie, but the director, a gentleman by the name of Sam Raimi, you could tell he loves like old, like Three Stooges cartoons and stuff, like old, like slapsticky fucking comedies. Cause that's a lot of the humor is just slapstick comedy. And like, I don't think he's meaning to be funny, but it's almost like he can't help himself. So he would go on after Army of Darkness, he would go on to make the Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire.
No way.
Yeah. It's actually very funny.
That was like one of the first.
Yeah, it was like one of the biggest superhero movie.
Like one
of
the first
time.
Superhero trilogies to like become anything. And then Batman fucking karate chopped him.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
Christopher Nolan once.
It's very funny. This movie was made for $350,000. And then a couple of decades later, he would go on to make Spider-Man 3, which cost $350 million.
Holy fuck.
So it's very funny, the juxtaposition between, like, this is him at one end of his career, and this is him at the other. And then he's even going to be doing the new Doctor Strange movie. So, like, he's still fucking working. He's a big
fan. Which I find funny, because more people care more about The Evil Dead than they do about Spider-Man 3.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing.
I find, like, that really comical, too. Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so, that, like, a new Marvel, like, with the Marvel Universe. So the next Doctor Strange 2, I don't even remember what it's called, but he's going to be directing that, which is kind of fun.
He didn't direct number one?
No, it's another guy. The guy who directed Sinister directed the first one.
I wonder why they do that. If one is so successful, why switch it?
Sometimes they keep them, but I don't know.
I saw Doctor Strange. That's how, like, yeah. Well, I mean, I watched, believe it or not, listeners, believe it or not, I watched every Marvel movie I did in a row, in sequence, how it was. That took us weeks.
Yeah.
But that was when we just lost our jobs to the pandemic. Yeah. And I was like, honey, we got 3 months. but yeah, so I watched Doctor Strange.
I like Doctor Strange. I think it's fine.
Unfortunately, Doctor Strange Love is only in my head now. So I got to take that out. But
and that's the thing, right? So it was, so it's definitely a horror movie, right? Whereas the remake, the Evil Dead remake that came out a couple years ago, is a fucking horror movie.
Oh.
Like, no fucking laughs. Like, it is a straight up, it's this movie, if it was a, like, super gory, big budget horror movie. And it's fucking awesome. I actually recommend it. It's really cool.
I'll check it out.
It bums me out so much that you didn't like these movies, actually. Here's the thing. So, it's funny. Okay. So, I have this rule with this list, no sequels. I've kind of been doing this no sequel thing, right? This was the only one where I thought maybe I should do Evil Dead 2 instead of Evil Dead.
And oh, that's what you mean by no sequels. The 2 won't go.
Exactly, right? And that's the thing, right? So, and the reason why is because
Star Wars.
But that's technically the first. But it's the first.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Evil Dead 2, the first maybe 20 minutes of it is a remake of the first movie.
Okay.
And I'll explain why they do it, like, in spoilers and stuff. But, like, so it's almost like they remade the first movie and then continued on from there. And that's, like, Evil Dead 2, right? So I a lot of people say Evil Dead 2 is a better movie. And I'm like, I could probably get away with doing Evil Dead 2 because technically it's, like, a remake of the first one. However, after watching The Evil Dead yesterday, I fucking loved it. I was, like, so into it. Like, maybe it was just my mindset or something.
Why do you keep saying Evil Dead 2?
Because that's the sequel. That's what it's called. That's what.
But
it was.
There is an Evil Dead 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, like the older.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I might be confusing you. I apologize.
There is an Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead Army of Darkness.
Yes.
And Ash versus whatever.
Yeah.
And Evil Dead.
The remake. I'm not talking about the remake.
You were talking about the remake this whole time.
I apologize.
Okay. I'm so sorry. You said Evil Dead 2 and
sorry.
I just went to remake.
I started.
So Evil Dead 2 has the beginning of the cars in the forest.
The entire movie of this movie is actually remade in the first 20 minutes of Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
They cut it down instead of five characters to two. It's just Ash and his girlfriend.
Oh.
And then, like, everything that happens with his girlfriend, whatever, they show that. And then, like, and then the end, like, I'm trying to dance around the ending of the first movie, but, like, the ending happens and then they just continue on from there. So
how far in Evil Dead 2 did that ending happen? Halfway?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Oh, so it's a direct.
Yeah, so, and then it goes, and then the last hour of the movie is, like, it's like the sequel, right? So it's like, I can almost get away with doing Evil Dead 2. A lot of people like Evil Dead 2 more, but man, I fucking love the Evil Dead. It's so
whenever
fun.
You said you wanted to do a sequel, you wanted Evil Dead, the new one, on the list, or did you want Evil Dead 2?
Two. I'm confusing the fuck out of you.
That really surprises me.
I apologize. But I really like Evil Dead, so I'm super happy I did it. Whereas, I know, Halloween, I feel like that franchise just gets dumber as it goes. It's like one of those, like,
that's most.
They're not really
them,
trying
though.
Really hard, like, after five or six, so.
Oh, what does Bo Burnham say? As long as it keeps making money, we'll.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we'll keep churning out product as long as it keeps
Yeah,
making money.
But
yeah.
It's about a song. But yeah, the same thing where it's like, dude, like all the Spider-Mans, we're on our fourth Spider-Man. Because it's making money. Why not?
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, stop making Spider-Mans. There's like four of you.
But that's the thing, right? It's not
fans. They're not even spiders anymore. Yeah. They're like literal people with just webs in their suits.
No, it's true. And that's the thing, right? It's like, but it's because they're not made by fans necessarily. Like, they're made by people who run businesses.
Yeah.
They're like, what makes me money? And that's why. That's.
But it's getting
dumber. And that's the weird thing about the movie industry. It's the one industry where the thing that is better is not the thing that makes money. It's a strange industry.
It's like the sports industry. Buffalo Bills have been proving that for years. Oh!
Beep, beep, beep.
Or Toronto Maple Leafs. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, man, they really shit the fucking bed.
Man!
I don't even watch sports, and I know they
even
shit the bed.
I know.
Like, damn.
I don't even watch hockey, and I was like, we're the worst Canadians. And I'm like, dude, you guys were so... I don't think they've ever been to playoffs in that many years, and they had one game. And they missed by like a point, you morons. But anyways, yeah, I get it. I get your point. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's get into let's do the ratings so we could get into spoilers, so I can yell at you for 20 minutes,
so that we can stop recording and beat you up first. Melissa, do you have a phone book? Do we have phone books still around?
I don't think so. I'm trying to do. Do I have a phone book?
I don't even know where to go. Like, where can you go in this city to get a phone? Like,
I have no idea. I still fucking get newspapers, and I don't know why. Like, but they're fucking lazy. They throw them at the end of my driveway.
Pause. We're gonna hold on. Sorry, not mean to go off topic. It's because when you go on the internet and you start looking up the newspapers, they make you pay.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, hey, if you want to read this article, you need a subscription to our newspaper.
Yeah.
So take the paper newspaper while you can. You don't pay for it.
But that's the thing, right? If I'm on the internet and I come across a news article, which I'm not on the fucking news anyway, it's too depressing. It actually makes me, like, upset. So yeah. I, like, stay away from it. But, like, if I'm on a news article and it's like, oh, do you want to keep reading? I'm like, fuck that. Because trust me when I say, if there's a story out there, every fucking website on the internet's covering it. It's not like hardworking journalists are working for months on a story. It's like, you got fucking 20 minutes. Let's figure this
out.
Dude,
the shuttle that happened, the Chinese shuttle that happened in our orbit, I heard about it through TikTok before Dylan, who is a huge astronomy nerd. And he's like, no, that's not right. Because, yeah, the internet's always true, right? And I'm like, how do I know about... So anyways, I get it. Okay, fine. Why did we bring our newspapers?
All I know is they keep throwing them at the end of my driveway, and I let them sit there. And I just... And they just fucking pile up.
A newspaper delivery kid. You know the problem.
I do have one buddy who always brings them up for me, so it's kind of nice. He's like, hey, I brought your newspaper. I'm like, thank you.
Fucking sweetheart.
I know.
It's not me pulling in here.
God, no. All right, production.
So, keep in mind, Evil Dead is, as you said, 375, whatever. They made 2.7. Halloween is 300. They made 60 to 65 million.
Yeah. So, Halloween is one of the, like, highest grossing independent movies of all time, if I'm not mistaken. Like, from how much it cost to how much they made, it's, like, one of the greatest success stories. Like,
well, they literally made, like, $64,700,000.
Yeah, and I love the story, too, behind, like, the financing of the movie. Literally, so the guy who directed the movie was John Carpenter. He's kind of a big director now. I'm trying to think. Anyway, did John Carpenter die? I feel like he's deceased now. But anyway, maybe not. Sorry, fuck. Anyway, so he was passionate about the movie, though. It's like his first big movie. He's super passionate, and he wants to make this movie. And he's talking to a producer, and the producer's like, how much do you need? And he's like, all I need is like $300,000. And at the time, the producer was making a movie that cost $300,000 a day. And he's like, fuck. Whoa. He's like, I'm spending that a day. He's like, I will gladly give it to you. Like, here you go. Like, go make your fucking movie. And it's funny because the director or the producer was like, I didn't actually expect it to go anywhere. Like, he's like, I thought I'd give this. He's super passionate. He really wants to make this movie. I thought I'd give it to him. Tell him to fuck you. He goes, makes his movie. Never hear of him again. But because he put the money forward, he got the rights to, like, producing all the sequels.
No.
So, like, he produced fucking every sequel he could until he died. Like, yeah.
Because what I was hoping the story was like, yeah, man, I'll pay you back. And he's like, all right. And in the contract, he had to pay him back like $300,000. And then he made $65 million. That's what I was hoping. Oh, that sucks. And he actually, like, it's not good for him, but like, it's just
no. But it's one of those things.
It where sucks that he like accidentally fell butt backwards into it.
Fuck yeah.
He will never barely have to work ever again. By the way, John Carpenter is still alive.
He is. Fuck. I'm trying to think. I'm like, because I know Wes Craven died pretty recently, and I'm like, oh fuck, did John Carpenter die too?
No.
But okay, good. Okay.
So production.
I give it to The Evil Dead. Personally, I think it's all, here's the thing. One takes place in one town and one takes place in one cabin, but they fucking do so much with that cabin. Like, there's so much blood everywhere. It's like the Like the second half of that movie deserves the production credit.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll give it to Evil Dead.
Okay.
So
this is the first, I'm going to throw it out there too. This is the first like episode in a while where I have no idea how this is going to end. We usually just by conversation, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know it's going to win this. But
what's funny is my physiotherapist every Wednesday goes, what are the two movies? I tell him, and he goes, oh, is going to win. Yeah. It's so obvious. And there are some, like we did Seven and Memento, and he's like, Ash, I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. I have not a fucking clue.
Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't, like, either or works for me. I'm happy with both of them, but. Either way.
Ooh, this is a fun little, I can veer it whatever way then.
You son of a bitch.
I got all the power. Originality.
Because they're both not really originals.
They're not. I mean, Evil Dead. No. Evil Dead is more original to me than Halloween is. I
agree. Definitely.
There's barely a, don't hit me. There's barely a story to Halloween. It's a guy who wants to kill, like, that's it.
Yeah.
At least Evil Dead had, like...
There's
some kind of foundation. So, writing... I guess we know who's carrying on.
Do you think Evil Dead wins again?
How am I going to give writing to Halloween? For what?
I think it's pretty well written. You think... Okay.
So, I'm giving you the stare across the room, like... Dude. No, honest. Be honest. For our listeners...
I would give writing to Halloween, personally.
Okay, that's fine.
I just think there's a lot there underneath the... I think...
Without knowing the others exist.
I think as a script, The Evil Dead would not be as fun as it is. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Halloween is exactly what it's supposed to be. Like,
right.
Whereas, I don't know. What makes Evil Dead so fun is how ridiculous it is and how, like...
Right.
I don't know. It's so much like show, don't tell, right? Whereas Halloween's very much like, I gotta tell you about this and this and this. And then, like, Michael Myers shows up and starts killing people. And apparently he's, like, a super notorious serial killer. But really, he only kills, like, one person. How many people does he actually kill in the movie? He kills the friend and her boyfriend. Does he kill anybody else? Oh, he does kill the dude for the outfit. Like, the
yeah.
So he kills like three people.
And his sister.
I mean, years before that, sure. So I'll say five, six people.
Because he doesn't kill anybody for the car. When he took the car, he didn't kill anybody.
He's like, grr, look, ah, they ran away.
Which, that chick is a moron. Okay, I was listening to this. Sorry, we got to pause for a second. There's this one TikTok profile, and it's amazing. And it's a chick goes... horror films that I can escape from because I have two fucking brain cells. And it was like six episodes of Saw, and it was the greatest fucking thing. But she's like, the chick gets her hands in the razor blades. Oh no, how about you just put your hand in there, put the blade up, push your hand out.
Yeah.
She's like, that's it. This is how I feel about that car.
Yeah, she fucks herself by putting both of her hands in the razor blades. That's where
because she is such an idiot. Yeah. She pulls the thing and the liquid falls out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh no, why put the other hand in? You moron. But that's how I'm picturing this chick in my head the chick with the TikTok with this scene where it's like, you were in a car that can lock. You can drive away.
But doesn't he break the window?
Yes. You can drive away.
He's huge, though.
Oh, my God. This is why I can't be in a horror movie.
He's scary.
This is why. Okay, like, Evil Dead, okay? She hears a noise in the forest, and she goes alone in the dark in a nightgown into the forest. Like,
what? Oh, the Evil Dead? Yeah.
What? What?
Well, she's already kind of possessed, in quotations, right? She, like, draws the picture of the book.
You're just trying to pull strings, make it seem like that's
that
normal.
That was the dumbest part of the movie anyway. Okay. I'm of the opinion that, all right, anything, the first half of The Evil Dead is okay. The second half of The Evil Dead is spectacular. The second half of The Evil Dead is probably the last 40 minutes. It's some of the greatest shit I've ever seen. So.
All right, whatever. So, anyway, writing. So
I'm giving it to Halloween, personally. Wow.
Acting. You have to give it.
I give it to
Evil Dead. Come on. What acting is there in Halloween? What?
It's true.
Jamie going, that's it?
It's true. The Evil Dead is actually really good.
It's not, but it's more...
Rewatchability Evil Dead.
It's more... rewatchability for me is Halloween, but it doesn't matter.
What?
Yeah.
What are we talking? I'm so... I don't understand what's going on right now. Why would you shit on Halloween and all of a sudden it's like, oh, but I'd watch that one for sure. Like...
I'm shitting on both. They're both terrible.
Oh, my God.
But during Evil Dead, I'll say it again. I said more than once, why am I watching this? Halloween, I didn't say that once. I was kind of like, this music fucking sucks and I hate it.
Yeah.
But I watched it. I watched the entire thing with no complaints in one go. Just sat there and watched it. So I don't think you've ever been so disappointed in me and you've met some of my exes.
I was so excited about these. Okay. All right. Next to spoilers. Wait. Evil Dead wins?
Yes.
Yeah. Next to spoilers.
Unfortunately. I want to veer it towards Halloween, and I can't. I can't even, like, justify. I can't. Both don't deserve it.
I can't believe. Spoilers.
That was an actual melody, by the way.
That was really good. I was fucking jealous.
That's the best I can do. Don't get hopes up. I'm not going to quit my day job.
Interesting things about Halloween. Number one, the mask. Do you know what the mask is?
I unfortunately do. And I mean unfortunately because I want to learn with the listeners, but yeah. I do. It is apparently a stretched out Kirk.
Captain Kirk, yeah. From Star Trek. It's a William Shatner mask.
So they painted it white.
I think they flipped it inside out and then added hair to it. And that was the original Halloween mask.
How smart. It was only $2.
Yeah, it was either that or it was a clown mask. It was either that or a clown mask. Because he wears a clown mask in the opening scene to kill his sister, right? So they thought it would make sense if he got out and was like, he's going to steal a mask. It'd be similar to the mask that he wore for the first killings. But when he put it on and he was like traveling around the town, the director and like the crew were like, it's too creepy. It stands out too much. Like, people would fucking notice that. Whereas a dude wearing just a white mask with hair, it kind of blends in weirdly.
The thing is, though, it's Halloween night. Why the fuck does it matter?
It's true. True that. I don't know.
I'd be more creeped out seeing a guy in a white, inside-out Captain Kirk mask than I would be a clown. I'd be like, oh, okay, it's Halloween, a clown. That makes sense. Instead of some weird white face, I'd be like, you're fucking weird. It's like some Jason ripoff, but you're too broke.
Watching it this time, I couldn't help but wonder, how the fuck does he know how to drive?
It's a very good question.
Like, I want the version of Halloween where he's just like, they're like, we're looking for some killer, we don't know. And then, like, in the background, you see him, like,
jerking.
Bitch,
yeah. Jerking the car, yeah. Well, he goes to stop signs, going like 60, just brakes.
Yeah. He's just like beep 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 beep. He's just like waving him. Sorry. Where the fuck is second gear?
I love that. Yeah, because he even steals the police cruiser, and he's like, so he's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I did not mean he was normal. His driving is normal. He didn't stand out. I don't know. And refresh my memory. Why does he choose these specific people? Why does he choose Jamie Lee Curtis?
There's no reason.
So he just stands outside of his car looking at her?
Well, okay. So it's, in my personal opinion, it's implied that, okay, so her and the boy that she's babysitting, Tommy, I believe they go to the Meyer house in the very beginning of the movie to drop something off. Because...
Right, yeah.
So, and he's inside of the house and he sees her. And I like to think it's like a love at first sight kind of weird thing where he sees her and he's like, God, I'd love to kill that girl. You know what I mean? So he's like, just starts following her because of that. That's what I think. Again, in sequels, it's implied that they're related, but I fucking hate that. So I'm super happy they did away with that. And it's just a random act of violence.
So that was a very odd, he like goes to her school and stuff. And yeah. I'm like,
and then he stands outside her house.
Yeah, and then he kills her best friend for no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, I forgot about that. So, yeah. He kills a couple of people in the
no,
movie.
You said that. The boy and the girl.
Oh, but there's... Oh. Does he kill Annie, too? Like, the sheriff's daughter?
Oh, he does kill the other two, too. Yeah. So, he kills...
He kills a couple of people.
Oh. No, but here's your original argument was he was already a serial killer before.
Yeah.
But he only killed one person.
Well, my argument was, like...
He's a mass serial killer now.
Yeah.
But he's not when he went...
But he still killed his sister and shit. And
Just one person.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you a mass serial killer. That.
And the boyfriend, too, right? Did she...
No. He was a little boy, kills his sister for no fucking reason in her bedroom, and then he walks outside, and the parents drive up, and they're like... Michael, what did you do? And he's just standing there. That's it. And then he went to the hospital, and then he doesn't even kill the people for the car, so he kills one person.
Yeah.
And he's in a psychiatric hospital. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean...
You would go to prison. You wouldn't go to a psychiatric hospital.
Maybe if you're a little kid, though, and he stopped talking and stuff, because I think he says he hasn't talked.
He still hasn't.
Then what talked? Spoke. He hasn't spoken in a long time, right?
He hasn't talked.
So
we know grammar. So why? So, oh my god.
Okay. So and then
where do you go if you're a kid and you kill someone?
A juvenile.
Do you go to juvie? I think so. You're a little young.
I don't know.
You got a 9-year-old controlling the block over 17.
You got some 9-year-old like, yo, you got my cigarettes. Yeah.
Do you got my juice box?
I need to pay off my Snickers bar.
No, I don't smoke yet. No.
Yo, G.
Do you got my grilled cheese? All right. So. So, okay, that doesn't make really. So, I understand why they made her his sister. I get it.
Now. Yeah, because it kind of explains why he targeted her, right? But I kind of like the idea that it's just. A random act. And then, so the sequel, it takes place in modern day. So that was in the 70s. This is like now. And she's like completely messed up from it. Because she's like, he's still alive.
Jamie. Okay.
Yeah. She's like, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't there.
Yeah. But so in that movie, they catch him pretty quickly after that. Like, he gets up and they find him like walking down the street or something. And they're just like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, yo. Where my ciggies at? Back at your crib, yo.
Okay, he did not sound like that. No.
They don't actually show it. They just show, like, they just say that he was found.
Has he ever talked in any of the movies?
No.
Not one?
I don't believe so.
In the newest one?
No, he doesn't say anything in that movie either. So in the newest one, yeah, so it opens modern day, and it's two podcasters who like are trying to get a rise out of him. So they show up to the prison or the psychiatric hospital he's at, and they're trying to like get him to say something. So they like bust out the mask, which he hasn't seen since that night in the 70s. And they're like, say something. Just like, say something to me. That's all. Because he's never said anything the entire time he's ever been there. And like that's, and then, but him seeing the mask makes it so he wants to get out again. So he gets out and then he goes after Jamie Lee Curtis, who
is so waiting for him. Being in a psychiatric hospital is one thing. Like, yeah, you can be cuckoo and also treat you like a person.
Yeah.
The minute I meet someone who's been mute for years, that would creep me out. Yeah. Now you have the psychosocial quiet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just quiet.
Or you have the Little Miss Sunshine mute, who's not as threatening, who I could see me hanging out with for some reason.
Yeah.
So you have this weird, it's like you could be mute, but if you're creepy mute, stay over there.
Yeah.
Like that would probably freak me out. I would probably just deliver the food and run away. Then run, because I'd be too scared.
And he's fucking massive too. He's so tall. Like,
yeah, how tall is he? I never really find out.
You know, I feel like he's over 6 feet. He's got to be like 6'3" or 6'4". Like, he's pretty fucking tall.
You ruined height for me.
Me too.
Because I don't find that tall.
No, that's the thing. I don't notice anybody's height unless they're taller than me.
Right.
And I'm fucking tall. So, like, it scares me when someone's taller than me. They're, like, that means they're fucking tall.
Because, like, I have a server at my work who's 6'7", and that's the only time when I'm like,
damn.
Okay, like, you're fucking tall. When I hug him, I'm literally a little over his belly button. Yeah. And I'm 5'6". So, like, whenever I hear, like, oh, he's a huge guy, you kind of ruin that for me.
He's, like, as tall as I am.
Dude, I don't even notice anymore. On top of that, like, your weight, while he is skinny, I definitely wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're just big. I can't fucking get away from that. And it's just normal, you know?
Speaking of the guy who plays Michael Myers, one of the most interesting things I actually read about this movie after the fact, the guy who plays him, Nick Castle, he plays him with the mask on.
Okay.
And like, don't get me wrong, a lot of people played him. Like, Deborah Hill, I believe her name is, the girl who co-produced the movie. I believe she co-wrote it as well, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure she did. She plays him as like a kid. Like when it's like first person, he's walking through the house. If you look, his nails are super, super nice and manicured.
That sucks.
But like, and then there's another guy who played him when she takes the mask off at the end.
There's Tommy Lee Wallace, who plays him with the mask on whenever they need him.
Yeah.
And then who played him with the mask off is Tony Moran.
Yeah.
Moran.
And then there's Nick Castle, who plays him.
Yeah, Nick Castle is the main guy.
Yeah. So apparently Nick Castle, he was just there. Like, they were making this movie, and he was just there watching them film it all day.
I heard he was, like, somebody's roommate.
Yeah, or, like, a friend.
Something really weird. Yeah.
So they're like, hey, man, why don't you make yourself useful? Just, like, put the fucking mask on, go over there. And he's just like, okay. So it's funny, because he reprises his role in the remake, the newest sequel. Like, the Nick Castle plays it. I'm like, oh, that's fucking funny that, like, he got just, like, this part just from being there, and then he got a part in the second one, too. That's kind of cool. But
that he didn't even originally like go for the last one.
I also love, actually, speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis, her mother is Janet Leigh, and Janet Leigh is the main character, or is the main actress in the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
No way.
So it's actually funny. Alfred Hitchcock kind of made her famous in this movie. So it's very funny that Jamie Lee Curtis would star in this movie and would go on to become famous. Because, yeah, I like that.
To go do stuff like Lindsay Lohan movies. Nick Castle is only 5'10", so they made his character larger.
Okay. That's weird.
I should Google how tall is Mike Myers, though. Not.
What if you'd get, like, the comedian Mike Myers? The Canadian treasure.
What? Yeah, baby. Oh, there's the one part. What movie is that? Is that Baby Driver? When they have the wrong mask? Like, I said Mike Myers. And this is Mike Myers. Like, no, the killer.
Yeah, the Halloween mask. Yeah. This is a Halloween mask.
No. Yeah. And he has fucking awesome powers. I loved that. So there are a few things, which is awesome. John Carpenter, who is the director, did the entire score himself in 3 days.
Which I love.
Which makes sense because it's just that stupid music. Oh my god, it kills me. Oh
fuck, I want to make a horror movie one day just so I can just do that and fuck with you all
day. I hate it. Their house was actually abandoned. They actually found an abandoned house, which is why the boards are weird and how it's so like gross. That's real. But when they had to film the opening scene, when the house is all pretty and normal, they had to act. That was the last scene they filmed. So okay. The entire cast and crew actually painted this abandoned house and put furniture in it just to make it look right. And the script took less than 2 weeks to write and 20 days to shoot.
Oh, shit. I love it. Okay, so bridging the gap between Halloween and the Evil Dead. So Halloween, you didn't make it through. That sucks. If there's one thing I love about both these movies is they're two of my favorite horror movies, actually. Two of my favorite horror movies. But they both also have this DIY, like,
yeah.
DIY?
Yeah, do it yourself.
So I said DIY. This, like, do-it-yourself mentality. This, like, we got low budgets. We got just a bunch of friends on a fucking set. Let's see what we can do. And I love both of these. The Evil Dead's fucking amazing for that. I love, like, how, like, the ghosts are all first person in the beginning. And, like, anytime they're ready to be possessed, it's all first person. Which is literally just the director running with a camera in his hand. Like, right. I fucking love that. Apparently, so Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell are friends. Bruce Campbell's the guy who played Ash. They're good friends. And they were talking to a producer, or it was either a producer or a director. And they're like, hey, we're making a horror film. Do you suggest anything? And he's like, once you show the first bit of blood, don't ever stop showing blood. Like, once you show the first bit, fucking every frame should be covered in blood. And they took that to heart. They fucking covered every bit in blood. There's even a scene with the projector where there's blood on the projector.
Yeah, and it's like filling the light bulbs and stuff.
I love the second half of this movie. Like, I think it's fucking amazing. As soon as, like, they kill off the other four people, because they kill them off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
They kill, like, when I say kill them off, they turn into, like, demons, right? So, like, the last person to die, in quotations, is
his friend.
Is his buddy Scott.
Yeah.
And that's like halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie
It's like three quarters.
See?
I just watched it before I came here.
Yeah. It's like, but the rest of the movie is just him going fucking nuts.
I know.
And I love it. I love like just fucking blood everywhere. And like, I don't know. I think it's lots of fun. Apparently the cabin didn't have a basement.
Oh.
Anytime it's like from the basement looking up, it's a completely different house. It's like a farm that they found, like someone's fucking cousin owned or something. Like,
so how did they do the...
They literally cut a hole in the floor and they dug a hole. And they just put a door there just so they could make it look like... And they
put a person.
Yeah.
Big enough for a person.
Yeah. So, which I love. I think, again, just necessity, right? Is the
mother invention. Right, that we were going back to, right? If you don't have the money... How are you going to do
it? Oh, fuck. That was a different podcast. Okay, never mind. No. But yeah, it's just like the idea, like, yeah, like, you have this much money. What can we do with that? Okay, you need a basement? Let's figure this out. Like,
right.
I like it. Like, and that's the thing. Like, so they made all these dummies, and then once they were done with, like, filming with them, they fucking filled them with blood, and he literally took a shotgun and fired at them. And that's how they got the butt, like, the fucking... Jesus. And that's, like, so a lot of the effects... I don't know. Everything just looks great. I think it's a cool looking movie. I like this movie a lot. It bumps me out that you don't like it. I don't know why I was really expecting you to like Evil Dead. I don't know why. Maybe Halloween I could see, like, okay, it's, you know, it's pretty old. You're not a fan of old movies. But like the Evil Dead's so fun to me. Like,
we do have to go back to Halloween for a second.
Sure.
Michael Myers is a huge guy. He is 6'7".
Okay, I thought so.
He is a big guy. But it does say, I was going to read this little part. It was funny. I put, how tall is Mike Myers? And I didn't think that through because Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Recently portrayed by Tyler Mayne in Halloween 2007.
Yeah, that's the Halloween. That's the Rob Zombie movie.
Okay. Is depicted as 6'7". Mike Myers was played originally in Nick Castle, who was only 5'10". And yeah, that's all it says. So I don't know how tall Tyler Mayne is, but yes.
Tyler Mayne's huge. He's massive.
Is he?
Yeah. He's the guy who played Sabretooth in the first X-Men movie.
I don't really remember
that. Like, I don't know. He's huge. I'm trying to think of anything else. He's
what
like,
did I oh, say? Tyler Shane?
Tyler Mayne.
Tyler.
He was Mayne. Also in like Troy, which I think we talked about a couple episodes I've never ago. Seen you didn't it, see. Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's huge. Yeah.
He is 6'9".
Holy fuck.
Holy shit. Is that real? That's a real person?
Yeah, yeah.
Six foot nine?
He's perfect for Michael
That's
Myers.
That's perfect. And he's not like beefy. He's
pretty huge.
No, no, like, but not like.
No, he's like.
He works out beefy.
Like if I walked into a bar and he was hitting on my wife, I'd be like, all right, bro, you go, like you do your thing. I'll be in the car. Like he's huge. He's a big guy.
She loves rose champagne.
Yeah, you know what? All right.
She loves flamingos. I don't know what that means to you.
Let me buy you guys a drink.
Yeah, my wife's favorite drink is Ryan Cokes.
He's a big guy.
But yeah, so I just wanted to say that Mike Myers is 6'7". So yes.
Okay.
He is a big guy. Now, if a 6'7" guy is hitting on my car window,
yeah,
I might run out of the car. It's like, that's fair. Fuck. But here's my thing is, would I be worse in the car or out of the car? Because I can run, but if he can run, then I'm screwed.
Yeah, really. Like
he's literally over a foot taller than me.
Olympic track runner. He just starts like running at you like T-1000. Literally. From 3 to 2. You're like, holy fuck!
He has those horse thighs that are just muscle.
I don't know why. Yeah. I picture you two just running around the car. Like, just doing that game where you're like, you gonna go? Where are you gonna go?
Around the island of like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Yeah, no, I would rather be in the car. But anyways. So we're going back to Evil Dead. So the cabin that they filmed in apparently has a horror story.
Oh.
So everyone, put your flashlights on your faces. Look how scary. And here we go. Little scary story. It's not that scary. So a daughter, a mother and grandmother apparently were sleeping in the cabin. And there was a thunderstorm. This is all legend story. And the daughter got scared. She's a little girl. And she ran to her mother's room. And the mother was dead in her bed. Right? Doesn't make sense. So then she freaked out. Ran to the grandmother. But the grandmother died as well the same night. Coincidentally. Just, I'm guessing, from just natural causes. And this daughter didn't know what to do. This girl, tiny young girl. So she ran next door to the neighbor's house on like a farm. And they raised her. This is like a real story, okay? It's real to the internet, okay? And they raised her. And
this doesn't sound real. Go ahead.
So apparently that director found out halfway through filming this movie that this happened in this exact cabin by coincidence. And he's like, that's so fucking weird, okay? That doesn't sound real. The more I'm saying it, like, this sounds so stupid. Okay. And so during a thunderstorm, right, she would like always walk around the woods by herself, just kind of like, because she's fucked up. And I guess a thunderstorm during filming one of these days. And next group was like, hey, to the director, like as a joke, like, look out for my daughter. And she one day went out, she never came back. And they don't know where she is.
That's not real. Like,
dude.
I mean,
fact checked this on like 3 different websites. I'm just saying, like, the internet is shit. Don't listen to the internet. 3 different websites said it, so I thought I would say it on this.
Okay.
There is a strong possibility that this happened.
Okay. I like the story, actually. I have a funny cabin story when I was like fucking.
Oh my God.
Like 7 or
we
6.
Still make fun of you.
So I like. We're in a cabin in the middle of the woods. Me and my entire family. I was like fucking 6. Like I was super young. And I woke up in the middle of the night and the whole cabin was empty. I woke up and I'm walking around and nobody's fucking there. Everybody's like gone. I was the only person in this fucking cabin at like 4 in the morning. And I was like, what the fuck? Like super creeped out. And all of a sudden someone started banging on the front door. And I'm scared shitless. I'm like, what the fuck is going on
literally
here?
Literally in the middle of the woods, this cabin was just randomly placed in the middle of the woods. Yeah.
And then people started banging on the windows. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I opened the door. I don't know why I opened the door, but I did. And it turned out to be my dad and my mom. And it turned out that my mom, in the middle of the night, got up and, like, was just looking at stars. And then my dad got up to, like, sit with her. And then my older sister got up to sit with them. And then my little sister, Ashley, got up and closed the door, not realizing that the door automatically locks. Yeah. So they've been actually banging on the windows trying to wake me up for hours. And apparently I sleep through fucking anything.
Yeah. So. Keep in mind, I'm 2 years younger than him. So you were probably. Four.
Like, you were young.
I was young. I remember sitting on the car, and I remember there was a lake across the street to the cabin, which is weird because I don't really remember childhood stories. I remember that. I don't remember what the cabin looked like, but that whole thing was so funny.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for you because knowing me, even as a 30-year-old adult,
it scared the fucking shit out of me.
I would not have opened that door.
I don't even know why I opened the door. It's one of those things that I recall happening, but I don't know why I did
you
it.
Must have heard someone's voice.
I must have, yeah.
We have very specific voices. Yeah,
I feel like somebody said, "Steven, open the door." I feel right. Like, but anyway.
My sister and I have the same voice, right? Yeah. So.
Either way.
Evil Dead. Yeah, I think it's so unfortunate that I think it's just because it is an old movie. I found the makeup and everything so cheesy.
But that's what I like about it. I
would not handle it. And then the whole forest thing fucked me up and I didn't like that. That should have never happened.
That was a weird scene. I will give
you
that.
I guess the director said he fucking hates it.
Yeah.
And just there are a lot of scenes where I'm like, what was the point of that? And he was supposed to kill his girl like 5 times and he did it. And then she just came back, tried to kill him again. I'm like, you are such an idiot. I hope Dill looks me in the eyes and goes, fuck you, bitch. Cuts me in half.
Yeah. I don't know. It's actually funny. This is the first time ever where I actually put myself in his perspective. Even though they're just dating and like they probably haven't been together like that long. I was actually thinking about it actually this time. Like, would I kill my wife if this happened? And I don't think I would. It's like one of those weird things.
After like 5 different times, though?
I don't know. I do know. Actually, I read
something. I won't tell your wife. It'll be a secret. Okay.
I did hear a funny story that, so apparently the contact lenses that they were wearing were like fucking crazy thick and like cheap. But they couldn't see anything because they were like, they made your eyes white, right? So there's a scene where she's holding a knife and she's trying to stab him and he's like trying to fight her off. She couldn't fucking see what was going on. Oh. So he's actually fighting off someone who's blind. Like he's actually like.
I was thinking the one part where she like grabs the blade.
Yeah.
And she was trying to hit him.
Yeah. I think that might be the scene I'm talking about.
So I'm trying to think, would she grab the blade if she was blind, right?
I don't know. She couldn't see though. She was fucking actually trying to stab him and he was really trying to fight her out.
That's funny. Because there was one scene whenever she like tries to jump on him and he's on the bed and he kicks her off.
Yeah.
But that scene was so real where it was like, that's what I would have done.
Yeah. So the end of this movie.
So he just screams.
Daytime. He walks out and all of a sudden the fucking camera goes through the cabin, which I love. And then he turns around and he's like, ah, and then it cuts to, okay. So Evil Dead 2, it's literally, they kind of just pretend the first one didn't happen. And instead it's him and Linda, his girlfriend, go up to the cabin the same way, but they're like, I think it's like an anniversary or something. But, and then they find the book, same thing. She gets infected. He kills her, buries her the exact same way, except the only difference is there's one, oh, but it might be later in the movie, actually, but there's one fucking moment that I love where, because he decapitates her, same way as the first one, as he, like, cuts her head off with a shovel, I believe, and...
Yeah.
There's a scene where her head is, like, talking to him, so he's, like, in the Evil Dead 2, he's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he like grabs her head. I want to say she bites him. She like bites his hand and he's like, oh, you motherfucker. And he puts her head in a vice grip and he's like, you're going. And I think he says like, you're going down, bitch. And he like rips the curtain off of the wall and like a chainsaw should be hanging on the wall, but it's like the dust print of a chainsaw. He's like, where's the chainsaw? And then all of a sudden the door is kicked open and her body is wielding the chainsaw, but it's fucking hilarious because it's so like cheesy, so like you said. And it's just like, and I think it's the funniest fucking thing because the body is so thin and it's like a skeleton. It's just wee, and he's like, so I think it's stupid. So funny.
Oh my god!
But either way, so.
So we're in the spoiler section. So what was the thing running through the forest at Ash?
Okay, so he kills Linda, but that might be the chainsaw fight might be later. So he kills her, buries her. Okay, daylight comes, and then the like evil grabs him. So like that happens, and then it like hits him, and then it turns him into a demon. So he becomes one of the Deadites, but like the clouds are blocking the sun. So then the clouds like move away from the sun and then the sunlight hits him and he turns back to Ash. But throughout the movie, he keeps turning back into the demon. He's like fighting his...
This is so stupid.
So like the second one is a lot of just him in the cabin. And it's him fighting his inner demons. It's like, so it eventually gets to the point where there's a second him that he has to fight. But it's fucking awesome. It's a great movie. I'm telling you, it's even better than the first one.
I don't think I've eye rolled so hard in my life. Okay, so he has to versus Dark Link.
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome. And Army of Darkness, he faces like several of himself. So.
Oh my god.
Army of Darkness is amazing though. So,
oh my god.
Not to like ruin Evil Dead 2, but let's just say at the end of the second one, he ends up in medieval times.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So the third movie is where when they created the book. So he has to like destroy the book before it's even like a problem. But the thing is, he's got like a shotgun and a chainsaw for a hand at this point. It's a long story. But it's medieval times. No one's ever seen a fucking gun or a chainsaw before. So they think he's like a sorcerer because he can fire fireballs from his hand. You know what I mean? So I think it's amazing. It's so dumb, but it's fantastic.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But the newest Evil Dead is actually good.
I think they're all great, but... Oh, no. The remake is actually... You'd actually really like it. It's a very, okay. very good horror movie, which is very funny because I was thinking about it when you said the like the tree like quote unquote like rape scene, I guess you could call it.
Ugh.
It also happens in the remake, but I don't. When I watch it in this movie, I find it weird and like cringeworthy. Whereas in the remake, it's like, holy fuck, and then like it happens, but then like it kind of. Works in a, it works better in a weird. I don't know why.
Okay, no, I'll tell you the exact moment where it gets weird. Is she's like screaming, and then her scream turned into like a scream half moan.
Yeah,
that's where it fucking got. You lost me.
Yeah.
Did you just moan at a tree branch? Okay, hold on.
It's pause. Strange. Yeah.
But no, okay. It's what's so unfortunate is every time I think of something like that, I think of Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And that scene is so brutal.
Yeah, she's the worst, though.
So yeah, she fucking deserved it. But that's what I picture. And for no one that understands Silent Hill, there's a scene when...
A particular
barbed
character.
Barbed wires. Yeah, but it's barbed wire. But yeah, just like... And that's what I was thinking the whole time. And just that moan part really fucked me up. I'm like, all right, this is fucking weird.
Oh.
So I can see why I would maybe take it a little better... In one that's not so cringeworthy.
Yeah, I find...
It was just
I don't know, like, when I'm watching it in the remake, I'm like, oh, this... It's the same fucking thing, and I find it so cringeworthy in this movie, The Evil Dead. But, like, in the remake, I don't know why I don't find it so... But maybe it's just what's going on at the time, too, because, like, the girl, she's, like, tied up by the trees. The tree's, like... And then it starts happening. But then she sees, like... herself and she's yeah. like watching herself. It's so strangely filmed, but it's also really well filmed. So like
apparently the director fucking hates it.
Oh yeah, I know. And I read somewhere too that Bruce Campbell doesn't like the fact that he like smacks around his girlfriend so much, like after being a Deadite. Like,
oh,
he's like I'm not a fan of that. But like, and it's true, like when he's smacking her around, it's like, I'm like, maybe it's not gratuitous though. I'm trying to think. It's like,
yeah, but she's already...
He's so bummed. He's so, like, bummed out that she's a monster at this point. You know what I mean?
So that's the scene whenever she's, like, laughing uncontrollably on her knees or whatever. But it's not like he did it whenever she was, like, a person.
No.
Like, that maybe would have changed something. Yeah, definitely. But like, she's already a demon. She's laughing. Even that laugh irritated the shit out of me. Like, yeah. I couldn't handle it.
But anymore. I thought it was creepy and it worked, personally.
I found it so annoying. I'm like, please stop. Even I would have cut her head off at that minute.
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't end up cutting her head.
A long time.
He ties her up and even gets a chainsaw, eh? But he doesn't use it.
But that's like the second time, because it was a time before that when he's like, oh, I can't kill her. I'm just going to bring her aside.
Trust me when I say, dummy. That is every fucking Evil Dead movie where, like, oh my God, I have to kill them. And then they, like, turn back into a human. They're like, Ash, please don't hurt me. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh my God.
It happens every time. There is a moment that I think is super interesting in this movie that they don't take advantage of, but they kind of do. Because you think he has a shotgun, he should be able to protect himself. But then there's a moment where he's like, all right, I fucking need shotgun shells. Where are the shotgun shells?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, fuck, they're in the basement. And his sister is in the basement, right? So, like, I found that a super interesting thing that they should have brought up earlier in the movie. Where, one, like, back when there was only one of them was infected. And, like, okay, we need shotgun shells. Where are they? They're in the fucking basement with her. Fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So, you should have made it a bigger deal.
Right? So that's why when he's like, fuck it, I'm going for him. It's kind of it would have been a bigger moment. Because I really like that moment when he's like, that's it, I'm going to get these fucking shotgun shells. And then he goes down there and that's when he gets like blood poured on him and shit. But she doesn't even attack him down there.
She
like,
doesn't.
What is she doing? Like, is she chilling? Like, where did she go?
I don't know.
He didn't kill her or anything at that point.
No.
No, because she dies at the very end when she's like hitting him with the fucking thing. Like, where the fuck is she?
I don't know. I never
This is the one moment where I decided to just let you do your thing. Like, I'm not going to fuck with you anymore.
From one sister to a brother, kill me, please.
Yeah. Oh,
don't fucking just stab me, man. It's okay.
All right. I'll put a shotgun.
And then whenever you go in jail for murder, play this tape because it's recorded. This is Ashley. All right.
She said.
Here's my signature. There you go. All right. I said it. But no, I'm killing this motherfucker too. Okay. You're going down. Because if you tackle me, I can't fucking win. There's no way. So.
Either way. All right. I'm done.
Yeah. The movies were not great. But I will probably watch Halloween again in my time.
All right. Evil Dead, listen. You're fucking awesome.
Evil Dead won.
I'm so happy you've won. You're not going to make it very far because of this person over here. So I'm telling you right now how much I love you. Halloween, I love you even more. No, maybe not. Evil Dead, I really like. Halloween, though, you're a fucking awesome movie. You're a classic. Oh, man. I can't believe Halloween didn't win. Anyway, love you both.
Bye. 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 Bye.